Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, but not this Wednesday. And then Thursday and Friday, we got Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, and that will be 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, what about Wednesday? Well, we have a situation developing here at the radio station. Mr. Deep Pockets has decided to hold a Christmas party for everyone who works here at the radio station, which I would say would be about half the people here. In any event, so it's a big deal thing. It's a big deal because he's spending any money for anything. Believe me. That's a big deal. It really is. And so, well, hold on a second. There we go. All right. So it's a big deal. It's a very big deal. And so that would be a Tuesday evening. That's tomorrow evening. And the location is a big secret. We don't want to tell anybody because then, you know, hordes of people coming by for my autographs. Oh, Dimitri, can I have a selfie with you, take it with me? And this, that sort of a thing. You know, just the, it's just part of my world. And so we're not letting anybody know where this is because we want to do, you know, whatever we can regarding crowd control. But some of the people here were saying, well, hey, wait a minute. It's an open bar. Again, another shocker, Mr. Deep Pockets. Hey, Johnny, it's an open bar. Is that right? Yeah, I think it's an open bar. And so a lot of people here were saying, well, if it's an open bar, how are we going to get to work the next day, Wednesday? I'm not kidding. They were very concerned. Hold on a second. They were very concerned. It's sort of like Super Bowl Monday. Everybody's pretty much useless Super Bowl Monday. So tomorrow evening, there's going to be this big deal Christmas party, open bar. And I suspect damn near everyone here at this radio station, all of our radio stations, will be taking full advantage of that. And so Mr. Deep Pockets, to his credit, I actually can't believe I'm saying this, to his credit, said we all get the day off Wednesday. Pretty much because he knows how we would sound on Wednesday, not me, because I don't drink, but everybody, just about everybody else here. He has a pretty good idea of what the productivity level will be on Wednesday after a Tuesday evening Christmas party with an open bar. So I'm not going to be on the air Wednesday. I know. It's traumatic. Don't throw yourself on the ground and flail around in an impotent rage. There's nothing you can do about it. I don't own the radio station. I appreciate the gesture. I do. But I don't own the radio station. So no Dimitri live and dangerously local. No Dimitri fix on Wednesday. So, but that's the reason why, because there's going to be an open bar. at the radio station Christmas party. So there's that. Mr. Big Willie. Oh, by the way, I wonder if Mr. Big Willie's going to be joining. Oh, wouldn't it be great to get him all liquored up? Oh my God! And then get him in the cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125. Oh, that would be great. Anyway, I'll be asking him if he's going to be joining us Tuesday evening. Mr. Big Willie, a legendary Valley OTR truck driver over the road. In other words, he drives those really, 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 really big truck rig 18-wheelers with the second thing in the back of it. Then it's like a train. The big ones. That's him. So we'll ask him about that. He'll be joining us live right after the 8 o'clock news. We're going to find out how his campaign is coming along for being a Guernsey County commissioner. He's going to be running for office for Guernsey County, and I think he's got a good chance of winning. I really do. But so we'll talk with him about that. We got Dimitri Graffiti, which, again, will not be on Facebook because Facebook has essentially banned it because we use music and there are some royalty issues. So Facebook has effectively banned Dimitri Graffiti. So all of my Facebook viewers, thousands and thousands of, literally thousands of them, even this past week, I didn't do a very good job this past week. There wasn't a whole lot of stuff going on. And so it was not, you know, not one of my typical stellar performances, which you've come to expect from me, obviously. But we still ended up with at least 1,500, maybe 1,800 or so different views on Facebook, which amazed me no end. Absolutely amazed me no end. So thank you again very much for that. So let's see. We've got Dimitri Graffiti. And for those who don't know, this is really a wonderful once-in-a-lifetime opportunity where we turn over the radio station to you, our listeners. And you call in. It'll be around 8:50 this morning Eastern time. You call in. And you have to follow the rules of engagement, which are very simple. I got them here somewhere. Hold on a second. All right, yeah. So when you call in, make sure your radio is turned down. Don't wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. I just say, you know, line one, Dimitri Graffiti, you're on the air. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate any federal, state, or local law, and do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Every once in a while, we have people who will call and not know what they're doing and say, Dimitri, hello, hello. And I can't answer because the rules of engagement say that I cannot. So it's just awkward radio, which is pretty much all I ever do, actually, now that I think about it. So that'll be today around 8:50-ish Eastern time this morning. And the phone number is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490, the Dimitri Studio Hotline, 740-325-1490. So we've got all of that. By the way, earlier I mentioned, I'd like to get some feedback from our listeners. Frankly, I don't know if anybody's going to call in. I have absolutely no idea if anybody's going to call in. But I would like to hear from you. If you think we're raising wussy kids, now the reason that I say that, I was watching the football games yesterday, 7 and 9, and they both had these things crawling across the bottom of the screen, not stink bugs, but actually all the school closings, and one right after the other. This is Sunday. The snow's already stopped on Sunday. And now this is Monday, and the schools are closed because it's cold. And I just have a difficult time understanding why we close our schools when it's cold, and yet other parts of the country much further north than we are that have much more colder climates have no problem with their kids getting all bundled up, getting nice and warm, you know, warm clothing, and then just going to school. So I'm wondering if we're raising a generation of wusses. And I do not blame the children. I absolutely do not. I suspect the problem is the parents who mean well, but are essentially wussifying the next generation. When I went to school, it was very cold. You know what my mom did? She made me wear an extra sweater, extra socks, made sure all the buttons worked on my coat, had earmuffs, had a hat, scarf, you know, common sense stuff. But now with these schools all closing because the weather's cold, I'm thinking to myself, really? Why? So my concern is that maybe parents these days are raising wussy kids, and it's not the kids' fault in any way, shape, or form. Again, when we had school closings, it was because of a lot of snow. So you couldn't get there. You couldn't walk there or, you know, take a bus or whatever. And so what did we do? We went out in the snow and played. I mean, that's what we did. My guess is that a lot of the kids today that aren't going to be in school are going to be out and about doing whatever, either playing in the yard or at the park or if they're old enough to drive, driving around everywhere, doing whatever. If you're a parent and you're happy that the school is closed today, or if you're not happy, either way, quite frankly, I'd like to hear from you. Do you think we're raising a generation of wusses because of all the school closings because, oh, it's cold outside? Well, I got news for you. It's going to be cold outside between now and March. And other school districts further north, other states further north, Canada, for God's sake, I can't imagine that's a problem for them whatsoever. And yet here in the valley, it's like, oh, the temperature's gotten, you know, pretty low. We can't have to cancel school. Why? You have heat in school, don't you? You've got furnaces, HVAC, whatever, you know. I mean, All right, let's do this. If you have a strong feeling one way or the other about whether we are raising a generation of wusses by closing schools just because it's cold, I'd like to hear from you. Agree or disagree, I don't care. And I'll be quite frank with you. I don't know that anybody's going to call. I have no earthly idea, but I don't care. I'll do it anyway. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. I want to do a semi-scientific survey of our listening audience. Do you think we're raising a generation of wusses? 740-325-1490. If you think the answer is yes, then the phone number is 745-325-1490. If you think the answer is no, then dial 740-325-1490. Are we raising a generation of wusses? Closing schools just because, oh, it's cold. Really? That's it? That's all it took? Really? And what are these kids going to be doing today? My guess is a lot of them are going to be outdoors. The ones who are old enough to drive will be just all over the place. Younger ones will be playing outside at least part of the time. 740-325-1490. Now, as I'm waiting for phone calls that may or may not come, something interesting happened at the Vassalaris compound in Richland Township. I debated whether I should even talk with you about this or not, because it's a really weird thing. And there are lots of moving parts, and it might include a Richland Township trustee. So yesterday, lots of snow, Saturday night, Sunday morning. I have no problem shoveling snow. I think it's great exercise. I'm like a horse. I've got no problem with this whatsoever. But I wanted to wait until the sun came out. I get up real early. It's still dark. Birds are still sleeping. So I wanted to wait till the sun came out and then go out there and just start plowing and all that. I got one of those long, it's not even a snow shovel. It's more like a snow plow. Really long, like half a tube. And you don't really lift hardly ever. You just push like one of those ODOT trucks that they just push the snow off to the side. It works great. It really does. So I'm waiting to go out when the sun comes out. And my wife says, someone did some plowing of some sort on our driveway. I went, what? Yeah. We're not sure who. We don't know. We have no idea. But someone did. And apparently did some other neighbors as well. And moved some of the snow down toward the end of the driveway. The problem, several issues here. One, that's trespassing. I know the person means well. There's no question in my mind the person means well. But the person drove over some new pipe that we had put in for drainage. And God only knows if that's broken now. Also, by pushing that snow and that four-wheeler, whatever the hell he had, it created lots of ice. Where had he not done that, there'd be no ice, and it would be very easy to move the snow off the driveway. But he created ice, which made it impossible now for me to actually do what I wanted to do. And I couldn't help but wonder who did this, because if it was done by Jim DeNoble, very nice man, trustee, Richland Township, neighbor of mine, then I'd want to go over there and thank him, even though I don't want anybody shoveling, doing anything on my driveway or anything. But I'd want to go over there and acknowledge the kind gesture, bearing hatchets and all that kind of stuff. But if he did not do that, and I don't think he did, I think it's somebody else, then I would look like an idiot going over there saying, hey, thanks for doing the driveway. You didn't really have to. And he would say, what the hell? Are you mocking me now? I didn't do that. So I'm in a really awkward situation. I want to do the right thing. If the noble did this, then I want to thank him and just say, please, no one do anything on my property. Don't do this. It's going to screw up the pipes and everything else. But if he did not do this, then I just don't know how to approach, and I don't even know who's doing this stuff. And I'm sure who is ever doing it has a very good heart. There is no question about this. But this is causing all sorts of problems for me. with my neighbor, with the pipes, with the drainage, with not even doing the stuff. You have no idea how difficult it is being me, even when people want to be nice to me. It's tough. It's tough being me.